one halakha in the laws of Rebbit. We learned yesterday that if a fellow lends money to his fellow Jew, and he says that if you pay me by this date, fine, but if you don't pay me by this date, I'm going to put a penalty, put a knas. So he said that even though that's not Rebbit deoraita, but the Hachamim did put a Rebbit Rabbanan, it's a marit ayin, it looks like ha'arama, like trickery, that you can come to regular Rebbit, so therefore that case would be asur. But there is a way that the halakha says that you could structure it where it would be legal. And that is as follows. Let's say at the time of the loan, you come along and you take some merchandise as well. And you put a certain price at the merchandise. Say the merchandise, I'll sell it to you for $1,000, this merchandise. But if you don't pay me back the money that I lent you by such and such a date, then I'm selling you the merchandise for $1,500. So once already you're putting it on the merchandise, the tosefet, the knas, so that already looks like mekach or memkar already. The only time the poskim will sin when it's totally on the loan itself and it's not connected to any merchandise. But as long as it's connected to merchandise, so then already, even though you add a tosefet, it would be okay. Last but not least, the Moshe Levik says an amazing hadush, really a question in the halakha for people living in Eretz Yisrael. He says when they get bills, let's say from the phone company, or the gas company, or the electric company, these are companies that are owned by Jews. So he writes in the Sefer that you have to make sure to pay your bill on time. Because if you don't pay your bill on time, so they're putting a rebate on you. They're putting an extra penalty over there. But that penalty these people have in mind, because they want extra money. And they want to charge you for the time that they're giving you, because you're delaying your bill. So he says, so you don't want it to any problems with them charging you and you paying it, you should pay on time. But the avad, he comes up with a heter and he says that since it's not an individual lender, it's an institution, so there's some poskim that say the beat doesn't apply to an institution, so there's room to be mekel and he has other snifim. But the Maaseh says that really in Eretz Yisrael we have these Jewish companies where you're getting services and they charge you for delayed payments. Really, one should try to pay his bill on time. That would be a good rule in general, in life, to pay your bills on time. Just to note that as well.